The body scan. You can begin this exercise by lying full stretched on a mat. Make yourself comfortable in a place where it is warm and you will not get disturbed. Gently close your eyes and observe the movement of your breathing. Become aware of the physical sensations in your body, probably first the points of contact between your body and the floor. Take the time to get used to this position and let yourself sink into the floor a bit deeper with every out-breath. Make yourself aware in a friendly way that this exercise is about falling awake instead of falling asleep. This exercise is not about relaxing or resting, even if this could be the result. The intention is to notice all sensations that occur moment to moment in your body. We will explore the body from the toes to our head. Sometimes you will feel nothing at all. This is okay too. If you do not observe any sensations, you don't need to imagine them. Just try to keep an open and curious attitude. It could happen that you fall asleep for a moment. If this happens, there's no need to be self-critical. Must this occur more often? See if you can support yourself in staying awake by putting a pillow under your head, opening your eyes every once in a while, taking a deep breath in, or perhaps doing the exercise in a seated position. When you are ready, bring your attention to your belly and notice the rising and falling of the belly due to your in and out breath. Resting your attention on the movement of your belly and all the sensations that accompany this movement. And when you're ready for it, you can use your breath as a vehicle of your attention. On an out-breath, you can send your breath and attention to your left leg, to your left foot, to the toes of your left foot, and observe which physical sensations are present there. Simply observe them. It's not about thinking about the sensations or imagining sensations that could be there. Just notice what is present. You might feel the contact of your toes with your sock, a sensation of warmth, a tingling sensation, a stiffness or insensitivity. When no sensation is present, that's fine as well. You don't need to have a judgment about it. It is what it is in this moment. From the big toe, you can go to your smallest toe and the toes in between, still noticing what is present there. Maybe aware of contact, movement, nothing at all. Then let go of your toes and move your attention to the sole of your left foot. Again, observe with friendly curiosity what physical sensations are present there. Continue with the upper side of your foot. What sensations can you notice there? Next, the heel and the ankle of your left foot. Keep noticing the sensations that are present. Warmth, tingles, prickles, cold or touch. And then take the whole foot in your attention, observing it as a whole, breathing in and breathing out. And then bring your attention to your left lower leg. Explore the sensations that are present in the shin bone, splint bone, and calf. Maybe aware of contact, a softness or hardness. Take time to explore the left lower leg. Move the attention to the left knee, the upper part, inside, the outside, the backside of the left knee, just noticing what physical sensations are there. Maybe a stiffness, maybe nothing at all, that's fine too. Or maybe your attention is no longer with the body and wanders. This is what minds do. There's no need to judge yourself for it. The moment you are aware of your distraction is a mindful moment, and the only moment where you have a choice to bring your attention back to the body part we're scanning right now. In this moment, the lower leg. Next, to the left upper leg for the big muscles and the large bone. Explore them with curiosity and see what physical sensations are present there. A feeling of temperature, maybe aware of the length or weight, or nothing. And then let your attention rest on the left leg as a whole, noticing physical sensations or thoughts that may come by. And on an out breath, you can let go of the left leg and you can bring your kind attention to your right leg. Maybe you notice a difference between left and right. And then all the way down with your attention into your right foot, into the toes of your right foot, and explore them with curiosity. What physical sensations can you notice at the big toe of your right foot? And at the little toe of your right foot? And all the toes in between. Explore the sole of the right foot, what sensations are there. The upper side of the right foot. Right ankle, the right heel. What do you notice? Then moving your attention to the right shin. Maybe a feeling of warmth, the contact with your clothes, a tinsling. And this body scan is not about feeling a lot, it's about observing the sensations which are present from moment to moment. So if there's nothing, it's fine too. Travel further up with your attention to the right knee, the upper part, inside, the outside, the backside of the right knee, just exploring what physical sensations are there. Curiously to whatever is there. From the right knee, you can go with your attention to the right upper leg. Maybe you can notice some relaxation or a tension. The bone or the muscles. Feeling whatever is there. And then let your attention rest on your right leg as a whole. Just noticing physical sensations or thoughts that come by. Curious to whatever happens. On an out breath, you can let go of the right leg. And bring your awareness to the pelvis and explore this area with curiosity. The left hip, the right hip, the buttocks in contact with the floor, tensed or relaxed. Pubic area, what can you notice there? Then the lower back, a place where a lot of us hold some tension. Just explore how it is there right now. If you feel a dominant sensation, you can try to relax it a bit on the out-breath. When an intense sensation occurs during this body scan, you can always try to breathe towards this body part and releasing that tension when breathing out. From the lower back, we go to the belly, an area that rises and falls on the in and out breath. Just notice the movements. What are you noticing now? And then further up to the area of the diaphragm, the chest, ribcage, lungs, and the heart. Can you feel the physical sensations there? The movement of the lungs breathing in and out, the expanding of the ribcage, or beating of your heart. And then to the upper back. maybe feeling the shoulder blades and the pressure of the upper body on the mat or the floor. Noticing physical sensations, feeling of pressure or warmth or some stiffness, flexibility, differences in temperature, or nothing at all. Explore with your attention what sensations are there. And there is no right or wrong. There's only observing from moment to moment. Further then to the shoulders, left and right. From the neck to the head of the shoulders, also an area where sometimes we keep some tension. Just notice how it is there in this point of time. But maybe your attention is no longer at the shoulders, but with a thought or a feeling about the duration of this exercise. The moment you are aware of this, just note where your attention is and bring your attention back in a kind but determined way without judging yourself for drifting off. And now from the shoulders, bring your attention into your left arm, into the fingers of your left hand. Maybe aware of the contact or space between the fingers of your left hand, the palm of your hand, the back of the hand, feeling of touch, feeling of moisture or dryness, some tingling. Now let go of your hand and bring your attention to your wrist, the inside, the outside, maybe aware of your clothes, something else. Further up your lower arm and all sensations there. Exploring the elbow and the upper left arm with the tricep. What sensations can you notice there? From the left arm, we move our attention with awareness to the right arm, the right hand, and the fingers of the right hand. Aware of all sensations there. The palm and the back of your hand. The right wrist and all physical sensations there. The inside, the outside. The lower right arm, what can you notice there? The right elbow. The upper right arm into the shoulder. Aware of all sensations there. And then let go of the right arm and bring your attention to the neck. Observing the physical sensations in the neck area, the throat, the back of the neck, and then slowly move on to the lower jaw, to the mouth. Maybe aware of the space in your mouth. Maybe aware of your tongue resting in your mouth. Maybe aware of sensations in your upper jaw. The lips open or closed. Explore with curiosity all physical sensations that are present there. And from the mouth, you can move the attention to the nose, the point of the nose, the bone of the nose, maybe the wings, and maybe you can feel the air flow into the nose and pay attention to the physical sensations. And then the cheeks. Aware of sensations there, a warmth, a softness, contact with the air, and the ears. How do they feel, and what physical sensations can you notice? And if there is nothing at all, that's fine too. And when there is distraction, just notice where your attention is. And in a firm, friendly way, you bring back your attention into your face, into your eyes. Maybe aware of the eyeballs resting in your skull, the eyelids soft or firmly closed, the area where all little muscles express all kinds of emotions in the forehead. How is it there now? What can you feel? Are the muscles relaxed or still expressing something? There is no right or wrong, there's only noticing. From the forehead, we go to the back of the head, the little point where we can feel the pressure of the weight of the head on the mat or the floor. And finally, we explore the top of the head. The skin, hair, or something else. And then bring your attention to your entire head. And when you're ready for it, you can bring your attention to the breathing process. Breathing in and out. Aware of the rising and falling of the belly moment by moment. When you're ready for it, I would like to invite you to imagine there's a hole in the top of your head through which you can breathe on an in-breath. Your breath and attention go all the way down from the head through the neck the shoulders, the chest, the belly. Maybe you need to breathe in. And the breath and attention is going all the way down into your hips, your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, your feet and your toes. Breathe in at your toes, all the way up, as if you're filling or surrounding your body with your full attention, as if you're filling and surrounding your body with your breath, aware of your body as a whole, and observe the whole entity your body is. Take time, slowly breathing in, slowly breathing out, in your own rhythm, at your own pace. And now we're at the end of this body scan. Gently prepare yourself for sitting up. Slowly move your feet. Wiggle your toes. Move your hands. Opening your eyes when you are ready. And at your own pace, roll to the side of your body. And sit up. Stand up in a calm way. And take this feeling of mindfulness with you in the activities of the day.